What shall we say to these things? What are we going to say? If God be what? Who? Who? I want to ask who? See, he's been threatening you, threatening your life, threatening your health, threatening your increase, threatening your relationships. Huh? Telling you you're not going to make it. Telling you all these different things about your health, your community, and all that. Satan, listen to me. Satan don't run my life. When I made Jesus Lord, who's Lord? Jesus now Lord of my life. When you made Jesus your Lord, who's Lord? Jesus. So whatever he come against me with, he didn't even have a chance when I know this. What did Jesus say? What did he say? John 8:32. What did he say? If you continue my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall do what? What will the truth do? The truth will make you free. So he said, what shall we say to these things? What thing? If God be for us, who can be against us? Let's go down that list for just a minute. He that did what? He that spared not his own son, but did what? But delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us how many things? How many is all things, y'all? Would health and healing be included in all? Peace and joy, would that be included? Wealth and good living and joyful living, like we're going to celebrate. That's what we're doing now. When you get open those gifts up, he wants you to be happy. He wants you to have good things. That's why he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He freely give us all things. Let's keep going for a minute. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who can accuse you? He just said he was going to do what? Ordain us, set us free, mark us out, put his seal on us. Now who going to accuse you of being something else that you didn't qualify for this good life? To walk in health, to walk in wealth, to walk in power, to walk in authority, to pray in tongues, to lift your hand and glorify God, and to run, shout, and dance. Who can unqualify you? So he tried to put that old drag, bored down, dead, dumb religious spirit on you, may think you got to sit there all looking like a dried up prune. No, you're full of life, my brother. You're full of life. The life of God lighten up your life. What shall we say to these things? What shall we, let me start. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justified you. God did it before the foundation of the world. Are you listening this morning? Y'all, when you get out of here, y'all can go sure enough, jump up and down and shout. Clap your heels together 3 or 4 times, you so mad. Who is he that condemneth? You see what he has done to us? Like you got to live old, broke down, bent up, twisted up life, dried up, mad and crooked and fussing and all this kind of stuff. No, I've been set free from that. And pain try to come in your body. See, that's why you spend time with the Word so you know. I don't care who you are, Paul. If you read those epistles close, you'll find Paul had to deal with pain. You'll find out the devil attacked his body. But he got him out of there. I say he got him out of his body. And finished, and when he, what did he say when he finished? Who shall, here we go. Who is he that condemneth? Satan had no business condemning your life. He didn't justify you. He didn't make you. God called you. God created you. Huh? It's Christ that died. Who died? Did Satan die for you? You know anybody else died for you beside Christ? Your favorite preacher, did he die? Your favorite TV show, did it die for you? Huh? Come on now. It's Christ that died. Yea, rather, what? That is raised again from, raised again. Who is even at where? The right hand of God. Who also what? Make his intercession for her. He's there praying for you. Your eyes come open. Your heart be enlightened. Truth get to you. I've done this for you. You know, your struggle is over. But if you listen to religious lies that so many are feeding you, you think you have to struggle through life. You have to beg God. You don't have to beg God to do something you already done. Keep going. Who shall separate us? There we go again. Ooh, because you messed up yesterday. You lost as a goose. Lie, 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 lie. Your little sin can't separate you. All you need to do is be wise enough to repent and get right back in that love walk. Well, do you gonna call you live like hell on earth if you walk in, if you born again and walk around acting like a sinner? You're gonna go through all kind of hell. And you ought to be wise enough to, as a born again believer. I don't want to live this kind of life when I got something else giving me so much better.